Western. Register at EdelmanFinancialEngines.com. That's EdelmanFinancialEngines.com.
Yo soy Larry Gelwix, the El Getaway Guru. Yeah, I'm Larry Gelwix, the Getaway Guru, coming to you live from beautiful and sunny beachside Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We're here with a group of travel show listeners, and we're having a great time here in Puerto Vallarta. So much to see and do. We have a really exciting show for you today. We're going to talk about why we love Puerto Vallarta, what to do, what do you need to know before you go in choosing an all-inclusive resort. We'll be taking ourselves back to South America and the Empire of the Incas. Fun and interesting facts about the Matterhorn. And here's an interesting question. What continent is the Matterhorn cap in? That may surprise you. Alaska's on tap, and cruise line promotions, they continue to give it away. All this and more on today's travel show. Now, one bit of an apology. I can't take your call-in questions and comments and recommendations as we normally do because we're on a remote, and you are the best part of the show. I'll be back in studio in Salt Lake City next Saturday, and we'd love to hear from you there. You can send your questions to info@columbusvacations.com, info@columbusvacations.com. Hey, one bit of breaking news before we get on to Mexico is Norwegian Cruise Lines has come out with a monster promotion. I didn't think last week when we talked about what NCL is doing that it could get any better, but it just did. Let me tell you what we had last week, and then let me tell you what we're adding to this week. Last week, and currently still this week, you start off with a 30% discount off your cruise fare. Then the five free at sea, which is open bar, a free open bar, unlimited drinks, both leaded and unleaded, a free Wi-Fi, free specialty dining. Now, there are many included dining options, but most cruise lines now offer some form of upscale dining. For example, with NCL, they have a Cagny Steakhouse. It's kind of a Ruth's Chris wannabe. So you have the free Wi-Fi, the free shore excursions, the free open bar, the free specialty dining. And on select cruises, the third and fourth person sharing your cabin sail absolutely free. You just pay the taxes. I think the best part of the promotion is the free airfare. What they have with NCL Air is the first person pays a discounted airfare, and it's a legitimate discount. The second person flies free. I you know, the only thing better than cheap is free. And it's a great promotion. It cuts the fare in half. You know, later next year in July, I have that really exciting Iceland and Greenland cruise. I've traveled to Iceland, I think, four times. And I can't wait to get back. It is an exciting country. It will be my first stop in Greenland, a place that I have always wanted to go. Well, I looked at the Delta Airlines airfare for summer travel. It was $13.49. Of course, airfares change every day. The airfare on NCL was $10.99. But the second person goes free. That's an effective airfare of about $550 out of Salt Lake City. Now, I know we broadcast in Texas, Florida, throughout the Intermountain West. Similar airfares are available across the country. Now, for the big surprise that came this week, how about some free money? Norwegian Cruise Line, in addition to everything we've talked about, is offering an onboard credit. We call it an OBC. It's free money to spend on board. If you book a balcony or higher cabin, like a balcony, a suite, or a mini suite, it's $100. In the Haven suites, $200. And again, it's just free money to spend on board. Well, right now we're broadcasting live from the beautiful Buenaventura Hotel in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. One of the questions that I'm often asked is, Larry, how do I pick the perfect all-inclusive resort. Well, I think an all-inclusive resort is a great vacation idea, but when you choose the resort, what do you need to know before you go? Because all resorts are not created equal. I've got 7 helpful hints for you when you pick the perfect all-inclusive resort and vacation. Number one, these are questions that you want to ask yourself. Number one, is it adults only, which is 18 years of age and older, or family friendly? Number two, what are the dining and drink options? What cuisine is served? Do they have room service? Number three, you've heard it said, location, location, location. Well, where is your resort located? Is it in town? Is it outside of town? Is it close or far to things that you may want to visit? I'm staying at the sister property of the Buenaventura, the Villa Premier. I love the location of the Villa Premier. It's a 5-star deluxe, over-the-top boutique restaurant. They have some 80-plus rooms, and they absolutely kill it in the dining room. I mean, they are so good. Some of the best resort food I've had anywhere. Well, we're just 5-6 blocks from the Malecón. The Malecón is a 1-mile walk along. It's a boulevard, pedestrian only, along the ocean front. No cars, pedestrian only, with shops, boutiques, restaurants, cantinas, outdoor entertainment. It's a great place to spend an afternoon or an evening in Puerto Vallarta. Cobblestone streets, and of course, the very historic and iconic Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. So you want to know, where am I located? Number four, this is where the resort size, yeah, it really does matter. Are you looking for what type of experience? A small boutique hotel, like I'm at the Villa Premier, kind of a mid-range or moderate size? How about a large resort? They often have a lot of extra activities. Or are you looking for the extra large size, which would be a convention hotel? Number five, value. What is really included? What is optional? What is additional? You know, even at the all-inclusives, where everything is included, that's why it's called all-inclusive, even your taxes, fees, and gratuities, there are some activities that are an additional charge. They even have sometimes a dining option. You want to, you know, the steak is included, but the lobster is not at some of the resorts. So you just want to know, with value, what is included, what is not. Number six, read online reviews, but don't rely upon them too much. They are so easily manipulated. Funny thing happened a couple weeks ago. A new hotel, Resorts World, opened in Las Vegas, and they had an opening date. Well, they weren't ready, and so they delayed the opening 1 week. But during the week that they were supposed to be open, but not open, they got all these reviews posted on their website. We loved our stay there. Miguel in the dining room gave us great service. Love the pool. Love the spa. I mean, come on, guys. These were plants. These were just made up great reviews, because they weren't even open. So yeah, I like to read the reviews, TripAdvisor and others, but don't put a lot of stock in them. Now, we at Columbus Travel use a professional rating service. It's the Star Reports. And these are professional people that go in, they have no dog in the fight, they give honest, kind of secret shopper reviews. We use those to advise our clients. And number seven, when booking your travel anywhere, use the services of a professional travel advisor. He or she will be speaking from personal experience about this hotel or that, rather than just saying, well, let me see what TripAdvisor says. And of course, that travel advisor will save you a lot of time and money. Well, We, of course, would love to have you call us at Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. I do want to invite you to join me on my YouTube travel channel. We've shot several videos here. You can go to youtube.com/getawayguru, youtube.com/getawayguru, or just do youtube.com and in the search bar put getaway guru. Remember, three things you have to do. Hit the subscribe button, click on the notifications with a little bell, and then if you like the video, which I hope you do, please give me a thumbs up. When we come back, we're going to be talking about why we love Puerto Vallarta and what's the difference between a 5- and 4-star hotel here on The Travel Show.
Celebrate summer at General RV, the premier RV dealer. We're making your summer adventures more affordable with zero monthly payments till fall. Whether you're searching for a family-friendly trailer, spacious fifth wheel, or luxury motorhome, we've got it. Plus, we offer personalized RV orientation and complete owner support. Make it a summer to remember and bring home your new RV with zero monthly payments till fall. Visit GeneralRV.com or stop by our supercenter in Draper off I-15. Offers subject to credit approval. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel and Royal Caribbean International. Now's a great time to book your next Royal Caribbean cruise with Columbus Travel and get 60% off the second guest and an extra savings of up to $150 per booking. Book your next cruise now while promotions are high and prices are low. For the best travel deals on the planet, call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high-interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit Rocket Mortgage.
Accepted by small businesses around the state. It's called the Utah Gold Bag. Learn more at utahgoldbag.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen.
Welcome to
and
The
you'll
Travel
know.
Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, coming to you live from beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I'm here at the Buenaventura Hotel, a favorite 4-star, and the crowd goes wild. By the way, we're here with a Travel Show group. All of you are invited, and those who didn't come, you're eating your heart out right now. We actually have a live audience here. I told them that heckling and the crowd goes wild. We're having so much fun here. We had a Mexican fiesta last night. And Mark Jr. is here as the brains of the outfit, keeping me connected. John Potter in studio. Mark Faldmo, senior, ready to go. Also, if we have some connectivity problem. But we're having a lot of fun here. Tonight, we have a special activity. We've been having receptions most nights for the group, sampling some of the foods from around Mexico. Tonight, it's Rock the Guac. Yeah, we're going to have our own, I don't know, guacamole making such a contest. I know it's a contest, competition with that. Right now, but we are having a great time. We're going to be planning some more Travel Show listener groups. It's fun to interact with all of you, and thank you so much. All of our listeners here and you at home have been so gracious and are loyal listeners to The Travel Show. And, of course, The Travel Show can become a very addictive habit, and you might find yourself here in Puerto Vallarta. Right now, I want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine, David Chires, Business Development Manager for the Buenaventura Hotels, which includes three properties here in Puerto Vallarta. David,
thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Larry. It's an honor to have you here again.
Thank you very much.
We really, really enjoy having you here. You and the everybody, welcome. Thank you so much.
And you are welcome to honor me here anytime you want to invite me.
Whenever you want.
Come back. Okay, there's three properties, and this hour and the next hour, we'll be talking about them. You offer both a 5, 4, and 3-star property.
That is
the 5-star being the Villa Premier, where I'm staying. And thank you for the room I have. A 4-star, a solid 4-star here at the Buena Ventura, where many of our guests are staying. And then a great choice if you're really looking for economy down at the Hacienda. Let me ask you this. Let's just focus right now, David, on 5- and 4-star categories.
Okay.
We hear these all the time. Part of the challenge is who does the rating.
Right.
But what is the real difference to the consumer between a 5-star property and a 4-star property?
So a 4-star would take you from what we would call standard. You know what, Larry? I always have a very easy explanation for this. On an airplane, when you have coach, business, and first class, that's pretty much about 3, 4, and 5-star. When you reserve a business class seat, obviously you get upgraded amenities, you get upgraded services and offerings. When you reserve a first class, it's pretty much top-notch first class everything. And that's basically how the easiest explanation for the consumers to understand that. If you reserve a 4-star, you're going to have upgraded amenities, you're going to have upgraded services, upgraded accommodation offerings. But when you go to a 5-star, you're going to have luxury. You're going to have, top of the line, bedding, amenities, offerings, concierge services, amenities and services that go above and beyond what, most people are, accustomed to.
I have found, David, that luxury, once experienced, becomes a necessity.
That is
and,
correct.
And, when I'm asked this question, I find at a 5-star, there's usually an upgraded dining options.
That is
now,
correct.
Now, that is not to diminish the food and dining at the Buena Ventura. I ate here last night, had a fantastic Mexican dinner. The food is very, very good here. Those listeners are staying here at the Buena Ventura. How's the dining been? Okay, I don't know if you could hear them. We're trying to keep them roped back after 6 pina coladas, but they assure me they're virgin. I'm just not sure at their behavior. But
them or the drinks?
It's an upgraded experience.
Yes.
You'll find the amenities in the room. Sometimes the room is a little bit larger.
Correct. Correct.
Nothing wrong with the 4-star
Correct.
Experience.
Correct.
It's a better value.
Correct. Now, Larry, I do have to point out one of the things, and I'm glad you mentioned the fiesta last night and the cuisine, because one of the things that Buenaventura Hotels is known for and has been known for, we've been in the hospitality business almost 40 years, and one of the things we're known for is the cuisine. I mean, prior to us becoming an all-inclusive brand, two of our hotels are just all-inclusive. We did have a lot of locals come and enjoy on Sundays, this particular with their families, come and enjoy the restaurants and services here, because it says a lot about your cuisine when you have locals wanting or clamoring to come and eat at your restaurants.
So. It really does. It really does. And I'll tell you something. This is an unsolicited comment. I've stayed at so many 5-star resorts here in Mexico, and the dining has been superb. I really believe, honestly, that Villa Premier takes the number one award. I have been so impressed with that. We've got about 2 minutes, and of course, we'll be hearing from David later in the show. Tell me about Villa Premier.
So
tell our listeners.
I'm glad you mentioned thank you so much for that beautiful comment about the cuisine. One of the things about the Villa Premier is, we actively participate in both the gastronomy and the gourmet festival, both obviously involving cuisine. And it's one of the most important investments that we've made when the hotel opened. And obviously it is something that does stand out as top-notch, phenomenal, a top-notch phenomenal cuisine and offerings, and it is absolutely an amazing place. So
the night before I went to one of your restaurants, the executive chef came out, and I was just dining alone that night, and just sat, stood there and talked to me and described not only the dishes, but the cooking techniques. He didn't know who I was.
That's something that's very common, Larry. Our staff at, and you can obviously, you could feel it. They're really invested in what they do. They love what they do. And it's one of the things that, you know, I enjoy and love working for this company because I just have a passion for what I do, but I also love the company that I work for. And that shows, I think. So it's,
good stuff. Well, listen, we'll be talking more to David when we come back on the show. Next segment, we're headed to the Empire of the Incas and the legends of Viracocha here on The Travel Show.
Attention, men and women. There's breakthrough news from the world's distinguished Mayo Clinic about a powerful discovery for your brain. Huperzine A is an advanced ingredient clinically proven to increase the levels of neurotransmitters in the brain. Introducing Neuroxin with Huperzine A, the next generation brain booster available to the public in a limited supply without a prescription. Finally, a daily dose of mental performance that will skyrocket your concentration and enhance your memory like never before. Remember the movie Limitless with the secret pill that stimulated the brain and vastly improved one's lifestyle? Well, it's here. Just take Neuroxin and within 60 minutes, experience an incredible clarity and focus with no harmful side effects. No more forgetting important dates and events. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle to experience this firsthand.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Neuroxin, call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618.
Free 30 degrees above average for mid-July. I'm Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by that Disney dog Pluto, John Potter of Columbus Travel, who is in studio in Salt Lake City. I'm coming to you live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We're broadcasting overlooking the beach. I wish that you could see what I am seeing. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, Larry Gelwicks, you can see what I'm seeing. I've posted some photos there. At the, I'm staying at the Villa Premier Resort, a beautiful five-star resort, and its sister property, the Buena Ventura, where we're broadcasting right from the beach. I'm going to invite one of our radio show listeners. This group is a wonderful group of travel show listeners from around the country who've joined us on this Puerto Vallarta experience. We're having a great time. We've had several receptions tonight. We're having a special Rock the Guac. Yes, a guacamole making experience and contest. We'll see who can make the best guacamole. I will be participating in that, being the culinary chef that I am. Well, first of all, Mana is here from Camas, Utah. Mana, welcome to The Travel Show.
Thank you. This is great here. It's a beautiful place. But I have a question for you, Larry.
All right.
We're signed up to sail on the Ovation of the Sea out of Port Orlando on August the 8th, which will be its first sailing. And we have been in a query over whether it's going to sail or they're going to cancel it. We'd like to know what your opinion is.
Well, let me get out my crystal ball. Ovation of the Seas, of course, is one of the new and finer ships of Royal Caribbean International. You'll fly into the Orlando airport and sail from Port Canaveral. And I assume this is a Caribbean sailing.
Eastern Caribbean.
I love the Eastern Caribbean. It's a nice, it's a nice balance of days at sea and island visits. Well, fortuitously, Mana, I actually spoke to the business development manager, a dear friend of mine at Royal Caribbean, earlier this week. And she reported that the sailings that are listed are set to go. Now, I think all of us keep our fingers crossed in this unique time, but I would go ahead and start packing the bags.
Great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, will you do me one favor, Mana?
What's that?
When you get back, call into The Travel Show. I know you and your husband are loyal followers and listeners of The Travel Show, and give us a report of your cruise. Will you do that?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's a commitment. There you go. Thank you. Mana from Camas, Utah, here in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Now, Puerto Vallarta is one of my favorite resorts town in Mexico. There's so many things, excuse me, so many things I like about it. It has a very colonial atmosphere and environment. There's an old town, the Sierra Madre Mountains, cascade right down to the ocean. And, yeah, I always look forward to coming back here. I've got a question for you, John Potter. John Potter with Columbus Travel is in studio in Salt Lake. Besides eating your heart out that you're in Salt Lake and I'm in Puerto Vallarta, I know that you enjoy fine dining, John.
Oh, don't we all?
Yes. Do you love sourdough bread?
I do.
You know, I grew up in San Francisco, and I'm addicted to sourdough bread. That's all that we ate. And when I got married and lived in Salt Lake City, I would still get back home to San Francisco, I don't know, three or four times a year, and I would literally bring 12 to 15 loaves of sourdough bread back with me. We just put them in the freezer, and every Saturday morning, we would have sourdough French toast, Saturday or Sunday, and it had to be thick sliced, you know, at least a couple inches thick, with real maple syrup, not that corn syrup junk, but the real maple, or what I'd bring back from Hawaii is coconut syrup, just dripping in butter. So, John, you know my daughter, Jenny.
I do, yes.
She is a loyal Potterites following you. She's part of your fan club.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, you're both Disney files.
Yeah, we are. I'm proud of it.
And proud of it. Okay. Now, Jenny was about 9 or 10. She had a sleepover with a neighbor, and they wake up the next morning, and the mom of the house fixed breakfast. Jenny looks at it and says, "What is this?" And the mom says, "Well, this is French toast." And Jenny, who's an impetuous soul, says, "This isn't French toast. It doesn't look like French toast. It doesn't taste like French toast. It just tastes like Wonder Bread." Well, all she'd ever had, John, was sourdough French toast. And We just fell in love with, you know, during the gold rush, sourdough was a staple in the 1840s, 1850s. And it is a true statement that San Francisco sourdough really does taste different from sourdoughs anywhere else. And the reason for that is the yeast is different. The temperature, the humidity, the air, everything about it. And San Francisco sourdough is really defined by a very pleasant, but it has a little sour taste, not like a sour gumdrop or anything like that, but it's just a very pleasant, chewy taste. It should have a nice hard crust and just powdery, white, pillowy bread inside. San Francisco sourdough, which is still used today, dates back over 170 years. Now, I'm going to give you my three favorite sourdough bakeries in San Francisco. Number one is the Tartan Bakery. There is nothing like it. It's out on Guerrero Street, and people line up just to buy the sourdough. You'll see them down the line. Then they have other pastry items. Bodine's, which, by the way, the Bodine Bakery dates back to 1849. Most of you have seen the Bodine there at Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39. They have other stores around the Bay Area. And then I really do like Acme, the Acme brand. It's cooked on a hearth, where Bodine's is cooked on a rack. I do prefer the hearth. It gets a different crust. Our absolutely favorite one is no longer in business, the Parisian Bakery out on Army Street. But you can't go wrong with the Tartan Bakery, Bodine's, or Acme. I've looked for sourdoughs around Utah and Idaho. We have a much larger broadcast there. I'd be interested from our listeners next week, because I can't take your calls here when I'm on remote. Where have you found the best sourdough here in the broadcast area? Well, I'll take you to Tartan, Bodine's, or Acme if you'll join me next year on my annual Pacific Coast cruise. This is one of my favorites. We sail from Vancouver, British Columbia, and spend the day there. John, tell me the benefit that on this cruise we will spend all day, not just the night hours, but all day in Victoria.
That is a great option because you can see the Bouchard Gardens in the daylight, as well as all the downtown areas, and there's a lot to do. You can do a lot more in the whole day than the 4 hours at night.
Yeah, you know, there's a technical stop that cruise lines make in normal years, because of some legal requirements. But you just get there at nighttime, and the Bouchard Gardens are world-class, but you see them under floodlights. Here, we'll spend the day there. I will take you out there. I conduct my own shore excursions. We'll go downtown, the iconic Empress Hotel, the British Columbia Parliament, all there. And what's interesting, it's the city of Victoria on Vancouver Island. Vancouver City is on the mainland. We're on Vancouver Island. From there, we head along that rugged Pacific Northwest coastline and head to Astoria, Oregon, which is not on the coast. It's 9 miles up the Columbia River. That is Lewis and Clark country, some of the most heavily forested geography in the United States. Then we'll follow the coast down to my hometown, San Francisco. And what is really cool about this, John, is we spend 2 full days in the city. And what advantage is that, John, 2 full days in San Francisco?
It gives you a lot more time to see it all. 2 days isn't even enough, but, you know, one day you get a little taste of it, but you don't get the full feel of the whole city.
No, you really don't. We are kind of parked in between the cruise terminal and Pier 39, Ghirardelli Square, Fisherman's Wharf, all easy walking distance from where the cruise ship tenders. If you just came right out to the water from Coit Tower on Telegraph Hill, that's where the cruise terminal is. And so we'll be there. I will be conducting my own San Francisco tour. You're welcome to come. I do the commentary. I tell the bus driver where to go and where to drive and where to turn right. We'll see it all. And I'll give you the history and the stories behind what we used to call Baghdad by the Bay. We've kind of dropped that Baghdad term. Anyway, that is September of next year. Rates start at $500+. It's a great cruise, and I'd love to have you join me on that. Well, we've got lots more to cover here on the Travel Show. Again, coming to you live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. One of the most exciting tours we have is led by Carlos Fida, our director of Latin American sales, the highlights of Peru. And I don't know if Mark Faldmo Sr. is on the line, but if he is, Mark, you've got about 45 seconds. You just got back from Peru. What was your impressions of highlights of Peru and the Incas?
Well, hey. Hi, Larry. How are you? Doing this by phone. I'll tell you what, Peru is absolutely an over-the-top destination. You talk about experiential travel. This trip from beginning to end is just a marvelous experience. One of the things that I think is a highlight is the Amazon jungle, the experiences we had there. You go down, and a lot of people don't think the Amazon is in Peru. They think it's Brazil, but the upper water headwaters of the Amazon are in Peru. And you go down this beautiful river on a motorized canoe to this jungle lodge, and this jungle lodge is just out of sight. It's what you picture a jungle lodge to be.
Mark, we're coming to the end of the hour segment. Okay. More on the Empire of the Incas when we come back. And what continent is the Matterhorn in? It may surprise you.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs. With APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year, LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
The other day, I heard an ad for Shane Company on the radio. This guy again? But then I thought about it. Tom Shane does make a good point. We do need to let the people in our life know how much they mean to us. And fine jewelry lets us do that in a really special way. That's when I decided it's time to get my wife bigger diamond stud earrings. Nope, it's not her birthday or our anniversary. I just wanted to treat her. At Shane Company, you can upgrade your diamond studs anytime, and you only have to pay the difference from what you originally paid. It's an awesome policy and makes such an easy gift. When I got back home and handed my wife a Shane Company box, she was absolutely thrilled. She loved the bigger diamonds and couldn't get over the sparkle. It made her day, and it was so fun to surprise her.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen, and you'll know.
Puerto Vallarta. Yo soy Larry Gelwicks, El Getaway Guru. Yes, I'm broadcasting live from sunny and beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, from the Buenaventura Hotel. We're up on the Sky Bar Lounge. I'm looking over the beach, the resort pool, and the blue waters of the Pacific Ocean. It's a gorgeous day here where we are. I hope it's good where you are. Well, John, it's been a while since you and I have played Stump the Dummy. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the Matterhorn.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous mountain, the most photographed mountain in the world is in Switzerland.
No, it's in Anaheim.
And of course, that's right. John just says the Matterhorn's in Anaheim, the real Matterhorn. By the way, the Disneyland Matterhorn is to scale 1/100th of the actual size of the real Matterhorn. The Disneyland Matterhorn is 147 feet high, where the real Matterhorn in Switzerland is 14,692 feet. Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't it be great to have a bobsled ride a la Disneyland on the real Matterhorn?
Oh, I'd sign up 14? In a second.
Could we get fast pass for that one?
Please, yes.
Okay. You know, the most distinctive feature of the Matterhorn is the cap, you know, that kind of jet. So let's talk about the Matterhorn cap. Mm-hmm. Here's Stump the Dummy, first for John Potter. Then I've got our radio listeners group here for a live audience. I'm going to ask them, and they'll respond. What continent is it in?
Well, I think common sense would tell you Europe, but I'm guessing that's wrong.
Okay, John Potter said, you don't trust me, do you?
I don't.
You don't trust me?
I know
no.
you
Thank
too
you
well.
Much. You said you said Europe, but he says, I'm guessing that's wrong. To our live audience here, we're talking about the Matterhorn, and you know, with the cap, what continent is it in?
Europe.
They all said Europe. It is a trick question. The Matterhorn is actually, the cap is actually part of Africa. It really is. The peak is actually African rock. From Africa, the mountain is the result of the collision of two pieces of the Earth's crust, the African continental plate and the Laurasian or European plate. So the base is all from the European plate, but that crooked cap is actually from Africa, transplanted there a gazillion years ago. Yes, you heard it first here on The Travel Show. So all of them were waiting for the prize, which was now I sold dinner with me. They asked, "Can we lose this question then?"
That's what I would do.
Anyway, it's kind of interesting. The cap is actually rock from Africa. You know, the Matterhorn, the most photographed mountain in the world, actually has three names. Did you know that, John?
I did not
three
know offic- that.
Three official names. Matterhorn is the German name. Of course, in Switzerland, they speak what three languages?
Mm-hmm.
German, French, and Italian. The most common, Mat means meadow, horn means peak. That's the German name, Matterhorn. The Italian name, Cervino. You might say the, rather than the Disneyland Matterhorn ride, John, you could accurately say, let's go on the Disneyland Cervino ride.
Mm-hmm.
When that comes from, it overlooks the Swiss town of Zermatt to the northeast, the Italian town of Brerin, which is also Cervinia to the south. So you have Matterhorn, German, Cervino is the Italian name, and Cervin is the French name, the Matterhorn. There's something mystical, John, about the Matterhorn, isn't there? What is it?
Oh, I think it's the, I don't know. I have not been there myself, but I want to go.
You've been to Anaheim.
I have been to Anaheim, yes. Anaheim has the abominable snowman in that side of it.
That's right. Well, you know, I know there's just, there's almost a magical attraction that people have. They want to see the Matterhorn. And I'm actually going to be staying in Zermatt next year. As you know, Columbus Travel and Morris Travel are both offering a wide variety of Oberammergau tours. I have two scheduled in June that I'll be personally hosting. They include an Amma Waterways, a river cruise, one on the Rhine, one on the Danube. Mark Faldmost Sr. will also be hosting a Danube river cruise, both combined with a short European tour and, of course, the Oberammergau Passion Play, which is performed once, one summer every 10 years. Well, we had another opportunity come up. As you know, Columbus Travel and Morris have merged, and the good folks at Morris approached me and said, one of our tour directors in September, and these are all next year, 2022, can't make it. And so the only, and I said, great, what's the itinerary? And they said, you make one up. The only fixed dates are the two nights in Oberammergau and the Passion Play. So, John, I really put my creative juices. I came up with what I think is the ultimate European vacation. It's September 12th to the 22nd next year. We'll start in Milan. We'll finish in Oberammergau. More details about this and the Matterhorn when we come back for hour number two of the Travel Show from Puerto Vallarta.
And they're off. The horses are racing at Wyoming Downs every weekend, June 12 through August 8. Come for the races, the special events, the excitement. Be a winner. Take the short drive to Evanston just off Highway 89. Gates open at 11:35. Races start at 1:05. Then after the races, continue to play downtown at Wyoming Downs OTB. For more info, go to wydowns.com. You can bet on it.
At Morgan Jewelers, we make the impossible possible.
That's a strong statement, Taylor.
But it's true, bro.
Okay, example?
Yeah, we offer our own in-house financing. So as long as you have a job, we can approve you to get the diamond piece or the engagement ring you really want.
Ooh, good example. Yours today, a year to pay.
It's been our family's commitment since 19...
Register at EdelmanFinancialEngines.com. That's EdelmanFinancialEngines.com.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru here in beautiful, muy bonita Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. John Potter, our good colleague from Columbus Travel, the sponsor of the show, in studio in Salt Lake City. You can talk to the travel experts at Columbus Travel Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-373-3328. That's 800-373-3328. Or drop into the office, conveniently located at the 5th South exit off I-15 in Bountiful. Well, we're here in Puerto Vallarta. We're here with the Radio Listeners Group. We'll be doing some more Travel Show Listeners Group. We're a special value. We've had our own private activities and receptions. A lot of fun things to do tomorrow, this week. By the way, speaking of fun things to do, tomorrow I'm taking a little trip myself out to Sayulita. Now, Sayulita is kind of a bohemian surf town. It's about a 1 hour drive north of Puerto Vallarta. And Dan, studio, I'm getting feedback in my earphones. All right. It's about a 1 mile drive north of Puerto Vallarta. It's just a really quaint, hip town, a good vibe there. It has the designation of Pueblo Mágico, which means magical town. This is a designation given by the Mexican government tourist office. It's very hard to get a magical town, and Sayulita is one of them. Another one that I like to visit is San Sebastian, which is up in the Sierra Madre Mountains, which cascade right down to the water here in Puerto Vallarta. It's Sayulita is a charming little town, very colonial, beachfront, lots of things to do, shops and boutiques, charming restaurants. I'm going to have a lot of fun tomorrow out in Sayulita. We talked earlier about getting back to South America. The Empire of the Incas, Highlights of Peru, is scheduled for September 2nd to the 13th, a very unique tour led by Carlos Vida, who's been recognized as one of the top five South America experts in the entire country, and it offers a true immersion into the former empire of the Incas. Carlos will also be taking a group to one of my favorite areas, Ecuador and the Galapagos, in mid-October, October 18th to the 24th. All of those details available at the Columbus Travel website, columbusvacations.com. Now, while we're here on a remote, we are not able to take your questions. I apologize for that. But we do have a live listening audience, people who've opted to come rather than get sunburned. They'll get burned by me here on the Travel Show. And I want to say hello to Brian. He and his wife, Mary, and the crowd goes wild. Brian and Mary live in Bountiful. Brian, welcome to Puerto Vallarta. And welcome to the Travel Show.
Hola, Señor Larry.
That's right. Es muy guapo. Anyway, you had a couple of questions for me.
I do have a question. The first question, if and when, do you recommend travel insurance?
John, I'm going to let you answer that one, then I'll give my own thoughts. When do we recommend travel insurance and why?
Well, we recommend it always because you just never know what's going to happen between the booking date and your travel date. It covers multiple things a lot of people don't realize. It covers cancellation for medical reasons, family emergency, but then it covers any medical needs that come up during your trip. And you usually want to book that within 3 weeks of your initial booking. That way it covers pre-existing conditions.
You know, Brian, to me, it's kind of like my auto insurance. I hate paying for auto insurance. I haven't had an accident forever, but I wouldn't dream of going without it because of the catastrophic possibilities if I were involved in a serious accident. I think one of the most important features of any travel protection or travel insurance, as some people call it, is the emergency evacuation provision. We've had some folks who sadly had a serious emergency, aneurysms or whatever, overseas where they were in a third world country that could not treat them. And depending on your policy, they may either fly you on the next flight, usually first class or business class, with a doctor or nurse if necessary. Sometimes they'll even put you on a private jet coming home. And I know, I think of one case, they're out in the far reaches of French Polynesia. The gentleman had a serious aneurysm. They said there in Papeete, we can't treat you here. And they put him on a jet, first class, so he had some privacy, with a doctor, flew to L.A., had an ambulance waiting at the airport, and drove him straight to a hospital. And fortunately, he survived the incident. So I always recommend it. I hate paying for it.
Right.
Second question.
Second question, and this comes from our friends. Shout out to Brian and Sue, also from Bountiful. He's asking if you're going to do or planning to do a five-star Thailand trip.
Well, I know who exactly you're talking about, and that's the Knowltons there Bountiful. And they went with me some years ago on my Legends of Siam. I am planning to return to Thailand. You know, Brian, if it weren't for my kids and grandkids, my wife and I would live in Thailand. It is, I mean, it's the people, the culture, the food. It's a great value. So to the Knowltons, yes, I'm planning another one. Date unknown. We're waiting for Thailand to reopen. Phuket is open, the island of Phuket. The island of Samui is now open. And they're opening the islands first for vaccinated visitors because it's an island and they can control the in and out. We don't have a firm date for the rest of the country, Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai. The prime minister is saying early to mid-October they'll be open. So, yeah. Kab Kun Kap.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to our, hopefully, going on our trip to Thailand and the river cruise.
Oh, that you're talking about November on the Mekong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really exciting one with Ama Waterways. The cruise itself is from Siem Reap, think Angkor Wat, Cambodia, through the outreaches of Cambodia and Vietnam to Ho Chi Minh City, which is still Saigon to me, you know. But we offer a three-day pre-cruise option to Bangkok. The Grand Palace is one of those things. If you flew all the way to Bangkok and only saw the Grand Palace, it would be worth the trip. Obviously, you'll see more of that. So what do you and Mary have planned for the day?
Plans for today. We went to the Malecon. Oh, she wants to make guacamole.
That'll be at 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today. We're signed up for
Rock
that.
Rock the guac.
Yep. We went to the Malecon yesterday and went in the chapel. That was very nice.
Isn't that an iconic church
nice.
Building?
Yeah.
The Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe down in the old town. Now, you're staying at the Villa Premier, aren't
we
you?
We are, yes.
Give us he didn't know I was going to ask him this question. Give me a summary of your stay there, particularly the dining experience.
The dining has been excellent. Many choices. You know, there are three restaurants all overlooking the ocean, or your choice of the ocean or inside, actually. But the food has been great. You have
they really do a good job,
really,
and you have
do.
A fourth option with 24-hour room service. Would you come back to the Villa Premier?
We would come back. Everyone's been very friendly. We felt very safe. You know, masks are still somewhat required throughout the property. Everything's been safe.
They've dining, been pool, and beach, you don't have to worry
no,
about
No, you
mess.
Don't. But they take their safety very seriously.
They do. Yeah. Well, Brian and Mary, thank you for joining us here on the Travel Show. And shout out to the Knowltons. Yeah, we'll be headed to... Hey, I got a trivia question for you.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to play Stump the Dummy. And... John already knows this. Tacos. What is the, or is it really a Mexican Latin American food origin?
I have no idea.
No, it's a European food. Did you know tacos were European?
No.
Well, no. You know, tortillas have been for millenniums, thousands of years. But the very first reference that we have to a taco is it goes back to the chef of the Spanish conquistadores. They took one of the local tortillas and put some meat and folded it up and gave it to the general. That, I mean, that really, that is the first recorded of a taco. So Taco Bell Del Taco serves European cuisine.
So they're considered European restaurants.
That's right. Okay. It's the European plan. Wow. Anyway, we'll be talking more about some of the dishes we've had here in Mexico when we come back on the Travel Show here in sunny Puerto Vallarta.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs with APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year. LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Attention men and women, there's breakthrough news from the world's distinguished Mayo Clinic about a powerful discovery for your brain. Huperzine A is an advanced ingredient clinically proven to increase the levels of neurotransmitters in the brain. Introducing Neuroxin with Huperzine A, the next generation brain booster available to the public in a limited supply without a prescription. Finally, a daily dose of mental performance that will skyrocket your concentration and enhance your memory like never before. Remember the movie Limitless with the secret pill that stimulated the brain and vastly improved one's lifestyle? Well, it's here. Just take Neuroxin, and within 60 minutes, experience an incredible clarity and focus with no harmful side effects. No more forgetting important dates and events. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle to experience this firsthand.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Neuroxin, call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618. Free bottle.
Say, what are you going to be when you grow up? And I said, I'm going to be a jeweler.
Morgan Jewelers. Family-owned and operated since 1914.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen.
Welcome back
and
to
you'll
The Travel
know.
Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, broadcasting live from beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, right here on the beach at the Buenaventura Hotel. You know, the Buenaventura is a solid first-class four-star hotel. We want to share this segment with David Chires, Business Development Manager for the Buenaventura Hotel Group, which really has three hotels here.
That is
correct. A 5, 4, and 3-star hotel.
Correct.
Why don't you introduce us to your three properties, why this would be attractive, who it would be attractive with. Let's start at the top with the 5-star over-the-top deluxe Villa Premier, a boutique hotel where I have the pleasure of staying.
Well, thank you so much. Our Villa Premier boutique hotel and romantic getaway is an adults-only boutique property. It's only 80 rooms and suites, so it's a very intimate escape, offering the utmost luxury and services and amenities, including concierge service. We only offer a la carte dining, so there's no buffets there. Three great restaurants to choose from. We have 24-hour room service. Butler service is offered for every single guest at the hotel. I know there's a lot of hotels that offer, you know, concierge club executive level, and, you know, you have to pay extra for that. At Villa Premier, every single guest is treated to, you know, our premier welcome. So
now, when you mention a la carte dining, what that means is that everything is prepared fresh. It's not sitting under a heat lamp. You know, we just had a guest, Brian from Bountiful, Utah, is here as part of our radio listeners group. And I asked him, I said, you didn't know I was going to ask you this question, but I said, review your stay at the Villa Premier. It was over the top, particularly in the dining room.
That is actually one of the things that I absolutely love most about our company. And like I said in the earlier segment, cuisine is one of the things that we focus and that we're known for. So it's nice to hear the comments and the feedback from guests who stay with us. So.
You can have a beautiful room, a beautiful beach, but if the meals are boring or ordinary, that's what you remember. I'm convinced the dining experience is the most remembered experience of an all-inclusive stay, assuming there's no problems.
That is correct. And then the second part, of course, is service. One of the things, the pillars of our company is service. And without service, you really don't have anything. And it starts with the people that do everything, you know, at the hotels. We have three phenomenal general managers at all three of our hotels. I absolutely respect, adore, and work very well with all of them. So we do, again, we do a phenomenal job taking care of all of our guests. And that's starting with the Villa Premier Luxury Resort. Buenaventura Grand, you've mentioned, we are broadcasting live from here. Phenomenal, you know, four-star resort with phenomenal service. And the cuisine here is also awesome, incredible. We offer some great options there as well. Our Hacienda, which is our three-star resort, it's only three-star because it's not directly on the beach, so it does limit that. However, we do have a full-service beach club.
Is it like a half a block off the beach?
It's only a half a block. You don't have to cross any major street, which is a good thing. And of course, we also focus, you know, cuisine and service there as well. It's a restored Mexican hacienda, so it's very traditional. It would be perfect for someone who's looking for a more authentic Mexican experience.
And a good value.
And a good value. That is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah, so you've got the Villa Premier five-star. You've got the Buenaventura four-star, where we're broadcasting.
Correct.
We have part of our radio listeners group at both hotels.
Correct.
And they love them. In fact, I enjoy eating at the Villa Premier, but last night I had dinner at the Mexican Fiesta here. It was a fabulous, particularly the shrimp. You know, I went up there, the camarones, and I just, they kind of scampied them in some butter and some lime juice, and they cooked them fresh in a wok while I waited. It was just so fantastic. And then, of course, the three-star Hacienda.
Our general manager here at Buenaventura Grand, I do have to say, he honestly does a phenomenal job with running this operation as a first-class operation.
And he really does.
You really do see it and feel it with everything here at the hotel.
Now, you and your company are also involved in community outreach.
That is correct, Larry, and I thank you so much for mentioning that. One of the things why I respect this company is you know, we as humans, a lot of times, you know, don't really, you know, don't participate in a lot of things that we should and, you know, partake in. And one of the things that I love about our company is that they do stress our community involvement and outreach programs. For example, the owners of the company started a orchestral school. They started with one campus. We're up to multiple campuses now. We've had, and these are for underprivileged areas of Puerto Vallarta and the surrounding areas. So, you know, they provide uniforms, instruments, all the music, everything.
When you say orchestra, we're talking musical instruments.
Correct. And I'm very happy to say that from these schools, we've had candidates that go on to the National Philharmonic in Mexico. So it's actually, it's, and they do bring, you know, professional instructors that do teach different instruments and, you know, to these students. So, and they're all underprivileged and, you know, and the poor areas.
Yeah.
So.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
And I need just a serious answer. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
I'm scheduled to check out Monday. What happens if I barricade the door and refuse to leave?
We will, well, we'll need to unbarricade it to bring you your meals.
Oh, okay. It's kind of slip. No, they won't. The pancake would go under the door.
The pancake might.
Okay. All right. I'll check out.
Well, we would want to make sure you're taken care of.
That's right.
Barricaded or not.
Let's talk seasonality. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
It's a great time, 12 months a year, but what are your favorite times for visitors to come?
My 2 months are November and May. May is before it gets warm and a little muggier. November is before it gets really busy. Plus November is my birthday. So that's, you know, that's a caveat.
Presents are encouraged.
Correct.
Cash is preferred.
Always welcome. So no, honestly, Puerto Vallarta is one of those destinations. Right now in the United States, obviously everybody's clamoring to get out. This is one of the best places to come to, because honestly, we have so much to offer and we have three amazing resorts for everybody and for different likes. You know, it's just a great place to come down because you have culture, you have ecotourism, you have ocean. You really have a very, very complete experience in a visit to this area.
You know, what I like about Puerto Vallarta and I'll call it the greater Puerto Vallarta. You have you know, Playa Narit, these different areas,
yes,
or Riviera Narit, is there's a vibe here.
Yes.
There's an atmosphere.
Correct.
You know, we are here at the Buenaventura. I go out the front doors, turn right, and I'm about five blocks from the Malecon. We're talking to David Chayrez, the business development manager of Buenaventura Hotels. Muchas gracias, mi amigo.
Thank you so much for being here. Welcome again. This is your house.
There we go.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our intimacy is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our intimacy and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com.
Ahead of the Suns tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Phoenix. Cameron Fairchild, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, broadcasting live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I'll be back in studio the next two Saturdays and then off to Africa. And I'll be coming to you from the Serengeti in Kenya, Africa. I'm joined in studio in Salt Lake by John Potter, one of the travel experts at Columbus Travel. You can talk to John and all the other experts Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 at Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328, or online at columbusvacations.com. Now, John, what travel show would be complete if we didn't have a Disney update? I'd like you to comment very briefly on an Alaska cruise that you will be hosting yourself this September.
For the Disney update, right now, Disneyland, the three Disney-owned and operated hotels at Disneyland in California have a sale on that you're going to get a 25% discount if you stay at one of those hotels. You have to stay between now and October 2nd. And they are going to be doing the Halloween special ticketed event that's going to start in August on that. So you can even do that as well. As far as the Alaska cruise, I'm doing it with Princess Cruises, September 19th through the 26th. It's going to be a round-trip Seattle. And I love this time of year because of the chances of seeing the Northern Lights. You've got the fall foliage. The whales are there. The bear are active. It's a great time to go, and we have rates starting at just $799. And we will be doing our own private shore excursions in both Juneau and Ketchikan.
Of course, Ketchikan is the best place for whale watching. And all those details on John's Alaska cruise you can find at columbusvacations.com. I want to welcome back David Chayrez for an unscripted moment with David. He didn't know he was going to join me here. I want to talk about, I think what everybody loves about Mexico, one of the many things is the food. We've already talked about your hotels knocking out of the park. And by the way, David Chayrez, business development manager for the Buenaventura Hotels. We're all familiar with what I'll call the well-known and traditional Mexican cuisine. Tacos, although in a previous segment I said it was really a European food. That's the first record we have of taco was with the Spanish. They took a Mexican tortilla, put some meat and rolled it up.
Oh, interesting.
So it's European cuisine.
Okay.
There you go.
We adopted it.
Thank you. Tacos.
And perfected it.
burritos, tostada, fajitas, refried beans. We know all these. By the way, refried beans. I've often wondered it's not fried twice beans.
Correct.
I don't think they even fry it. The word actually comes from a Spanish name for the dish, frijoles, which means beans, and fritos. Here in Mexico, if you want what we call refried beans, you ask for frijoles fritos.
Correct.
And the frijoles could be any type of beans.
That's correct. It could be black.
But if you want the, that would be frijoles negro, black beans, which I love.
Me too, actually.
But if you want what we call refried beans, which I just love, frijoles fritos, and the Spanish name fritos means well fried or cooked.
Oh,
and so they mash the pinto beans, add some salt, and sometimes some spice. I like when they put a little garlic in it myself.
But just so you know, they do say refritos here.
Refritos.
Which means refried as well, okay. Which is interesting because you're
they
right.
Don't
they're
fry
not
it.
Refried.
They just dump it in the deep fryer.
The fryer.
Okay, we're all with the familiar fruits. And by the way, seafood, very, very popular here
correct.
In Mexico. Let's talk about a couple of very popular, but perhaps lesser known dishes back home in the United States. Moles.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. It's my favorite.
It's one of my favorites. Lord,
yeah.
Kill me now.
So just so you know, mole actually, and I'm glad you brought that up because even when you talk about the traditional dishes and everything, when you go to the different parts of Mexico, and we with the group have experienced, you know, a couple of the different states and some of the specialties from those states, even when you prepare enchiladas, the sauces and stuff, they vary from region to region.
Sure.
Same with tamales. For example, central to north, they use corn husk to prepare them. As you get more, south of Mexico City and in the southern parts of Mexico, they use banana leaves to wrap them. So there are things like that are very different. Mole has seven different bases. You put me on the spot. If I would have known, I would have brought all seven. But there's, you know, obviously there's chocolate, there's almond, there's red chili, there's the dark. There's, like I said, there's seven bases. And I learned that when I went to Oaxaca, because that's where mole originated
right.
in. So.
You know, I think it's the preparation is so critical. Poblano is probably the most popular or well-known.
The most well-known, correct.
Yes, from the state of Puebla.
Correct.
And here's what's interesting. Usually the moles has the consistency of a gravy.
That is correct.
It's not watery. It's
correct.
Not glutinous. It's like a good gravy. Two or three types of chiles and then spices.
And chocolate. Is a really key ingredient in most moles.
Well, here's some of the ingredients for a typical poblano. Two or three chiles, aniseed, peppercorns, cloves, thyme, marjoram, bay leaves, cinnamon, almonds, pumpkin seeds, raisins, dark chocolate.
Yes, correct.
And chicken broth.
Correct.
Or you could use a vegetable broth.
Or you can use a vegetable broth. Correct.
All right. Torta.
Torta. Oh, God. We had some the other night. Remember that we're going to showcase Jalisco. We have tortas ahogadas, which is basically kind of like a sandwich. And those also vary from region. You can have a torta de chorizo, which is basically the Mexican sausage, sandwich. And it's usually, you could add and put whatever you want on the bread to make a torta. And ham is another typical one. You have torta de chorizo. I'm sorry, torta de jamón. And in Mexico City, we actually have a torta de tamal, which means actually it's a sandwich with a tamale inside of it.
Oh, kill
Can
me
you
now.
Imagine?
You know, most tortas come on a roll rather
correct.
Than pieces of
correct.
Bread. It's got to be a soft roll. You have meat and sauces.
It's crunchy on the outside and it's soft on the inside.
And crema or salsa or avocado or whatever. One more. This is what I have every day for breakfast. And by the way, I had it at the Villa Premier this morning. Chilaquiles.
Oh, another one of my favorites. Chilaquiles are awesome. They're usually the red or green, obviously red or green sauce. They could be a little spicy if you want to make them a little spicy,
but you
don't have to. Of course, most places don't make them spicy. You can add the spice to it. Prepared chips and,
it's
cheese,
like tortilla
cream.
Chips.
Correct. With cheese, cream. You can have them with arrachera, which is a nice flank steak, or you can have them with chicken or
fried eggs
on top of them, and all of the above, too. That's my favorite right there.
With frijoles fritos.
Frijoles
always,
fritos.
Always.
Si. Yes.
With that. Now, we're often asked the question, and you and I were discussing this over some drinks last night. Virgin pina colada for me, thank you.
Mineral water for me.
Thank you. People ask me the question all the time, David. Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, Cabo. We don't hear much from Mazatlan or Acapulco anymore, particularly Acapulco.
Correct.
Have you been down to Huatulco?
Yes, I have, actually.
Don't you love it down there?
I love Huatulco.
That's down on the Pacific side near the border, and it's just an incredible, incredible
place. Probably because it's such an intimate destination.
It is, yeah. And a little harder to get to.
Correct. Indeed.
So how do you counsel people? You have worked in Cabo, Cancun, and Puerto Vallarta.
I have worked for hotels in all three of the destinations.
How do you describe the differences?
So when I arrived to Puerto Vallarta, so one of the things I've always said is, you know, Mexico is so beautiful. It has so many great places, including Mazatlan, which is an absolutely beautiful place as well. Having worked in all three of the destinations, I always, when I do presentations on the destination, I always close with one phrase. And that's, if Tony Bennett had been to Puerto Vallarta, that's where he would have left his heart. And honestly, I think that really sums up what this destination
has. Yeah, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Correct.
Did.
the true love story there.
That's right.
You know, it's a great, all three are great destinations. Obviously, you really have to understand why it is that you're going on a vacation to begin with. But one of the things that I will share with you why I think you would want to choose Puerto Vallarta is if you're interested in culture, if you're interested in ecotourism, mountains, you know, zip lines, and everything that has to do with the ocean, whether it be whale watching, whether it be, you know, excursions with, you know, to private beautiful islands, you know, a lot of beaches reachable only by boat. Puerto Vallarta has that, and it really does give you a complete vacation experience when you're looking for multiple things to do. And if you are looking for multiple things to do, then you know what? Honestly, 5 days in Puerto Vallarta is not enough. You need to be here for at least seven
nights. Exactly, and I'm here for 5 nights. I told you I'm going to barricade myself in the room.
I told you, Larry, you needed to stay a few extra nights.
I know you did. I'll come back. And bring my lovely wife, Kathy.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to share with you? We arranged a trip for you tomorrow. You're going to be visiting the beautiful town of Sayulita, which is in our beautiful sister destination, Riviera Nayarit. So thanks to the Riviera Nayarit Tourism Board for arranging that. You're going to love it over there. There's a lot of little towns that you've been to San Sebastian, which is close to here. So in addition to everything we have here, there's so many great places to visit within an hour and a half away from this beautiful paradise. So,
you know what, let's say Cancun, Cabo, and Puerto Vallarta all share is, you know, the blue waters of the ocean, Caribbean, of course, in Cancun, the Pacific, and the Baja California. Great resorts, gourmet dining, a wide variety of activities, and nonstop fun. I will make a confession. I love them all. If I could only pick one, Puerto Vallarta. It's the combination of the history of the Mexican people, the Pacific Ocean, the historical, the culture, everything about Puerto Vallarta. You know, both Cabo and Cancun, and this is not a criticism, were really built up to be a resort town.
Tourism.
But here you had a colonial history.
We were a city before we were a tourist destination. And that's what makes it so special here, the people.
Well, you can contact your favorite travel professional. We recommend Columbus Travel or Morris Travel for a air and hotel package. You're going to save a lot of money. And as you look at your choices, I want you to give serious consideration to the Villa Premier 5-star, a great value at the 4-star Buenaventura, which is right next door. And if you're looking for a very traditional experience at the best price possible, the 3-star Hacienda. David Chinez, Business Development Manager, Buenaventura Hotels, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it. Hope you could stay longer.
Let me see what I can do. Listen, we've got more of the Travel Show coming back with exciting news from Africa here on the Travel Show.
Team USA is ready for the Olympic Games, and you can be too. With Xfinity Internet, you get the best Wi-Fi at home with a fast and reliable connection. Plus, you'll get a Flex 4K streaming box free and Peacock Premium included. That means you can catch your favorite athletes with live look-ins, highlights, interviews, and more. And with streaming apps like Disney+, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu, it's all your favorites in one place. Epic. Entertainment starts at free with Flex, included with Xfinity Internet. Get ready for the Olympic Games with Xfinity Internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 9/30/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. Peacock subscription required. Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Attention men and women. There's breakthrough news from the world's distinguished Mayo Clinic about a powerful discovery for your brain. Huperzine A is an advanced ingredient clinically proven to increase the levels of neurotransmitters in the brain. Introducing Neuroxin with Huperzine A, the next generation brain booster available to the public in a limited supply without a prescription. Finally, a daily dose of mental performance that will skyrocket your concentration and enhance your memory like never before. Remember the movie Limitless with the secret pill that stimulated the brain and vastly improved one's lifestyle? Well, it's here. Just take Neuroxin and within 60 minutes, experience an incredible clarity and focus with no harmful side effects. No more forgetting important dates and events. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle to experience this firsthand.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Neuroxin, call 800-605-9618. That's 800-605-9618. Free bottle.
New each time you listen. Listen and subscribe for free to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 1059 KNRS.
Welcome
Just
back
listen
to our final
and you'll know.
Of The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwich, broadcasting live from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Next Saturday, I'll be joining John Potter, who is in studio right now in case our line fails. Carlos back with our usual schedule. And in the first Saturday in August, I'll be coming to you from the Serengeti in Africa during the Great Migration. Speaking of Africa, every year we sponsor three safaris. They're capped at 28 people. We have seven vehicles. Each vehicle can accommodate up to eight people. We don't put more than four in the vehicle unless it's a family of five or six and they request to be put together. There's nothing like the Great Migration. It's a true National Geographic event. I've been to safaris all over Africa. And I want to tell you, there is nothing like the Great Migration. 1.5 million wildebeest on the move, 500,000 zebras. Kathy and I were there pre-pandemic. And by day three, see, we give everybody a booklet with the species. We had checked off over 50 species of animals by day three, not including birds. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The Great Migration, it only takes place in Kenya and Tanzania in the months of July, August, and September. And it really doesn't matter when in those months you visit, the viewing is comparable. And so we have three sold-out tours this year. I'll be leaving July 31st after the travel show to fly to Nairobi, and then the following Saturday coming to you from the Serengeti. Did you know there's over 50 game parks in Kenya? None of them have fences. The three most important, as far as I'm concerned, are Olpejeta, Samburu, and the Serengeti, sometimes called the Masai Mara. We visit all three of them. Now, how good of a value of it this year? I think our safari price was about $6,100, $6,200, an absolute steal. I found almost the same safari with one of the top safari deluxe companies. Their tour used the same hotels, same quality of hotels, was one day less, and they sell it out at $11,000. Our safaris sell very quickly. And already we have some of our safaris for 2022 over half sold out. You can see the 2022 safari dates at columbusvacations.com. Now, there's so many animals, but everyone seems to have a fascination with the lions. A male lion weighs about 500 pounds and grows to 8 feet in length. A lion is pretty fast on a short burst, can run up to 50 miles an hour, and can make a leap as far as 36 feet. What's really cool is at night, you can hear lions roar off in the distance. But don't be worried. All the game parks are surrounded by electric fences. We've never had an incident. But a lion's roar can be heard up to 5 miles away. What's really interesting, a typical lion pride has about 15 members, and the pride's territory can stretch up to 100 square feet. I mentioned earlier that I have three Oberammergau tours I'll be taking next year, two in June and July with a Danube or Rhine River cruise attached to it. I've also got a tour that I was asked to put on my creative juices and put together the ultimate Europe itinerary, including the Passion Play and Oberammergau. The Passion Play performed dating back to 1634 and is only performed every summer, every 10 years. Well, I'd mentioned to the Matterhorn, and kind of a trick question, that the cap on the Matterhorn is actually from Africa. It's part of the African plate, where millions of years ago, the European and African plates collided. So, yeah, it's technically African rock. We start in Milan. We'll see Da Vinci's famous Last Supper painting. We'll go up to beautiful Lake Como and Bellagio. Then we go into the Italian and the Swiss Alps. We'll actually be taking a train through the mountains into Zermatt. That's the Matterhorn. From the Matterhorn, we'll visit Lucerne, Switzerland, the Rhone Glacier, and then a stop that is highly unusual. Do you know anybody who's been to the country of Liechtenstein? It's the sixth smallest country in the world. Yes, we'll visit Liechtenstein, St. Moritz, where twice the Olympics have been held, and then on to Innsbruck, Austria, and finally to Oberammergau and the Passion Play and Munich. This tour is in September 12th to the 22nd, 2022. And your travel advisors at Morris Travel and Columbus Travel can give you the details. I do want to remind you to sign up for my YouTube channel. Simply go to youtube.com and in the search bar put Getaway Guru, or fill in the whole thing, youtube.com/Getaway Guru. And remember the big three: subscribe, turn on the notifications, and then if you like the videos, and I sure hope you do, please give me a thumbs up. Well, that wraps up another travel show from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Travel safe, stay happy, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week right here on The Travel Show.
Celebrate summer at General RV, the premier RV dealer. We're making your summer adventures more affordable with zero monthly payments till fall. Whether you're searching for a family-friendly trailer, spacious fifth wheel, or luxury motorhome, we've got it. Plus, we offer personalized RV orientation and complete owner support. Make it a summer to remember and bring home your new RV with zero monthly payments till fall. Visit GeneralRV.com or stop by our supercenter in Draper. Offers subject to credit approval. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru for Columbus Travel and Royal Caribbean International. Now's a great time to book your next Royal Caribbean cruise with Columbus Travel and get 60% off the second guest and an extra savings of up to $150 per booking. Book your next cruise now while promotions are high and prices are low. For the best travel deals on the planet, call Columbus.